Welcome, everybody, and thanks for being with me this next hour. You are listening to Everyday Astrology with C.A. Brooks on Transcendental Tuesdays here on 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And this is June 18th, 2024. And on today's show, we are going to welcome summer, which is another way of saying we're really going to talk a lot about the sign of Cancer. Because not only do we have the summer solstice, which is when the sun enters Cancer, but we, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, we had that whole rush of Gemini energy that just, I mean, and in some ways every year we have that because Mercury and Venus, they always stay pretty darn close to the sun. So we know that there's going to be those periods where those three planets are in the same sign, you know, and specifically with the sun. But it seems like this year, it's like when it starts, it starts. I mean, it's just a wave of energy. So that's what we've got going on this week. And so we're going to be talking Cancer. And some of it is going to be specific to Mercury or Venus, but we're just talking Cancer energy. And also, I have had a really bad cough. And I know that partially that's due to there's some wildfires, I think, up in, you know, around San Francisco. And where I live, it has just been so incredibly smoky. So it's almost like you just can't get away from that kind of irritation, or at least I can't. And that is one of my, I'd say, physical, you know, weaknesses is basically, you know, my lungs or being able to breathe when I'm in that kind of a situation. So I'm doing my hot tea, I'm doing my water, I'm doing everything that I can. I've got my cough drops here. But if I just need to cough, what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute the microphone so you won't have to listen to it. So if you hear a moment or two of silence, I hope that will be okay. I haven't gone anywhere. I'm just trying not to abuse you. All right. So that's what's going on today. And also sometimes I notice if I just slow down a little bit and don't try to talk so fast with Mercury in Aries, that's difficult. But if I don't talk so fast, then maybe my voice will be a little more cooperative. And also a shout out to the people, you know, in Northern California and everywhere, actually. When we get into this wildfire season, it's just, you know, it's just, what do I say? It's one of those scary things. And, you know, I know fire is purification, but boy, most of us don't want to be purified in that way. So for anybody being affected by natural disasters and specifically the fires, you know, my hearts go out to you. I mean, I don't have much to complain about if it's just that I'm breathing smoke, right? So, and actually we've got incredible winds here in Nevada today, which is blowing away the smoke. But last night I was outside and looking at the moon and I could barely see it because it was so occluded with smoke, which made for some interesting, you know, visuals as the smoke kind of, you know, would cut, you know, wax and wane, so to speak. But it's just, it was so bad yesterday. It was just thick. And today it's better, but we got the winds. So that's the way it goes. So I also want to invite you to meet me over on Facebook in our private group, 1-2 Radio. And you can say hello to the people that are already there. And I'd say, hey, guys, thank you for coming. Hey, Renee, I see you. And thanks for, you know, coming over. And Marina and Alishea and James and Pamela, you know, thank you for being there today. And if you post a question, I will try to look at it. And as many of you know, though, I do have an ongoing struggle with Facebook. They let me get on, but they don't let me often reply or hit like. But you know what? I'm reinterpreting that situation because I'm thinking maybe I should take it as a compliment that they see me as so powerful that if I like something, then I'm unduly influencing the milieu. So I was just kind of laughing the other day, like, what's the harm of hitting like? You know, why do they keep getting, you know, why do they keep blocking me when I hit like? And I thought, because you're a powerful person. I mean, just joking and laughing to myself. But I don't know if we'll ever quite get that resolved, but know that I can see your comments. I just can't actually comment on them on Facebook or hit like, or then I get thrown off. So we'll see how that happens. And like I said, I'll try to keep track of those today as we're talking. And by the way, I'm also going to be on Kelly's show, which is immediately following this one. And I say that because, you know, she often does answer questions or take, you know, comments from the chat room and that kind of thing. So the two of us together may be able to address some things if there are some things going on for you. But also, I just wanted to let you know I will be with Kelly today. And that's always, you know, a really wonderful conversation. When I say, you know, when she named her show Empowerment, I just don't think she could have come up with a better name. Because that's who Kelly Whetstone really is. She empowers herself. She empowers other people. She empowers everybody around her. I mean, she is this incredible teacher. She takes in lots of information and then she gives it back to us. You know, she, you know, gives us her insights and her thoughts, but also just presents some things to us so that we can kind of wind them around our brains and see what's going on. So I encourage you to stick around for that today. All right, so as we look at our show today, we're looking at the Cosmic Dance for the week of June 17th. And our mantra for this week, which may not seem totally obvious at first, but it's the word acceptance or the concept of acceptance. Now, I know, you know, at first, like I said, I really do a lot of thinking and a lot of, I'm not going to exactly say meditation, but I muse over what's happening in the following week. I spend quite a bit of time doing that. And I pull tarot cards or, you know, I just write things out or I see what comes up for me. And that's where I get that information. So acceptance seemed to be a word that just kind of kept coming up. And like I said, at first I was surprised because I thought, okay, we're talking Cancer energy. So why isn't this nurturing or caretaking or intuition or gentleness or tenderness or something like that? But it was acceptance that kept coming up. So I'm going to offer that to you in terms of especially, you know, this idea that there are many things in life that we really can't influence or control. And knowing the difference between what we can change, what we have control over, and what we can accept, that's an important distinction. And it's not a cry or a call to become passive or to become a victim, but to, even within ourselves, accept, yeah, I got totally out of control. That was a really mean thing to do. Or that was not an okay thing to do. You know, and sometimes, I mean, how quickly do we come to defend our behavior going, well, if that person hadn't said that, if that person hadn't done that, I wouldn't have had to retort, you know, I wouldn't have had to come back. And just so it's about that kind of acceptance, too, you know, accepting exactly who we are and maybe what we're capable of. And always aspiring maybe to something else, but to just be accepting and not be in that space all the time that we need to change, we need to fix ourselves, or that we need to berate ourselves when we do something that we say, well, that wasn't my best. You know, that wasn't my higher self doing that. You know, because what's the point of beating yourself up? But recognizing it, having that moment of being the non-judgmental, neutral observer is incredibly powerful. So I'm offering that to you this week, and you'll hear it a little bit in the show, but I'm just saying, just pay attention to that. So this week, we really do have all that Cancer energy coming in because the summer solstice is coming this week, and that is on Thursday. We also have a full moon on Friday, which has the sun sitting in Cancer against a moon that's sitting in Capricorn. And I put that information at the end of the show, and hopefully we will get to talk about that a little bit, maybe not in depth. But one thing I'm going to say right up front, because I think it's important. Sometimes we have either two new moons in the same sign or two full moons in the same sign. And it happens because, like, for instance, this full moon is at 1 degree of Capricorn. The sun is barely into Cancer, you know, not even 24 hours when we have the full moon. So that means 29 and a half days later, there's another full moon, and it's also going to be in Capricorn. It's going to be at 29 degrees. And it's not rare that that happens. I mean, I wouldn't put it in that category, but it doesn't happen all that often. And here again, we can use anything in life as instructional, educational. So for some of us, we may go, okay, two moons in a row, so what? And it may be a so what. But it also, to me, it does make me stop and say, okay, what is Capricorn energy? And what is the axis of Cancer Capricorn energy? And that axis is very much about family, responsibility, duty, dedication, nurturing, taking care of, establishing a tribe. Capricorn tends to do it in business. That's where you see the leadership, the management, taking personal responsibility. You know, in Cancer, you know, it's kind of a, you know, maybe a cliche, but in Cancer, you're going to see it more about family or about personal issues. But the point is that we're going to have two Capricorn full moons in a row. We're going to have one now, and then we're going to have another one in July. And so just be aware of that, because if Capricorn issues are really coming up for you, you know, you're thinking about work, you're thinking about jobs, you're thinking, and who isn't most of the time, right? But it may be that it is important to you. Like maybe you are thinking in terms of, do I want more responsibility? Do I want less responsibility? You know, do I want to just have a different role? Do I want to take more personal responsibility for what's going on with me? Maybe I want to be an entrepreneur. So instead of just being one of the group, I want to go out on my own. There might be a lot of thoughts that are coming, and that moon is just kind of in the background as a voice that is highlighting that kind of energy between Cancer and Capricorn. So I've said that, Lisa, if we don't get too much to the moon, that's okay. All right, so now what we've got going on this week, very, very late on Sunday night. So for a lot of people, it really was Monday morning. Venus entered Cancer. And then just a few hours later, like literally like maybe 2 o'clock in the morning or something, Mercury entered Cancer. And so, boy, I mean, it was just like, once again, a wave of Cancer energy coming in together very quickly before the sun actually moves on Thursday. So, you know, to me, there was this sense of, okay, something has changed. And interestingly enough, not only do we have winds today, but we've been under this pretty much high heat, you know, warning. It's been like 105, 107. And this morning I woke up and it was 70 degrees. And I'm like, okay, this is different. And now, of course, it's not going to stay 70, but it's also not even going to break 100 today. And I thought, so once again, it's like, yep, something changed. Something's going on. Now, I'm not saying Venus and Mercury are responsible for that. But I'm just saying somehow that's kind of how it sometimes happens. You go, okay, the energy has changed. So whether we feel it intuitively, psychologically, physically, mentally, something's changed. So part of that is the Cancer energy coming in. And when you think of Cancer, I want you to realize this is the beginning of a new solar cycle. Now, those solar cycles, the sun only spends 30 days in a sign. But this is also the beginning of a season because it's summer, which gives it a little more punch, a little more impact. But it's also the beginning of a new astrological quarter. So that to me also, I'm not saying those cardinal signs are more important than other signs. Please don't hear that. But it is as if, you know, this gets a little more of our attention. And so we're going to talk a little bit about those cardinal signs today too, and how it has to do with Cancer. But I do think it's powerful when the sun moves into a cardinal sign, you know, which Aries is cardinal, so is Libra, Cancer, Capricorn, beginning of the seasons, and they're beginning of more profound or significant changes. So this is the sign of the unflinching. And see, I'm going to use some words today that I don't think we usually use around Cancer or mother or nurturing, because, you know, I'm as guilty as anybody else. I fall into that whole thing of talking about, you know, this is the mothering energy, the nurturing and caretaking. And you almost picture this woman with an apron baking cookies, right? Well, that's not exactly who Cancer is. Cardinal is assertive, even sometimes aggressive, unflinching. This is not just the mother who's taking care of a baby or children or gardening. This is an unflinching empress. And think about how that's so different to say empress, queen, versus just mother. This is a goddess, the goddess of nurturing and protection. So all those things get wrapped up into Cancer. And she's ruled by the moon. Remember that too. So some of these things, I just want you to keep them in mind. And like I said, I may not be distinguishing between, is that Sun in Cancer? Is that Mercury in Cancer? Or is that Venus or any other planet? But it's the idea of it. It's the energy of it. And it infuses. And maybe it's not important. Is that Mercury or is that Venus that's actually acting that way? But Cancer is ruled by the moon. So once again, when we think about what that really means, it means the energy of this sign, the moods, you know, the actions, the behaviors, they wax and they wane. They build and then they disperse. And yet they're also as dependable as those waxing and waning cycles of the moon. And they're as dependable as the tides moving in and out. You know, they may change every single day. The timing, you know, if you've ever lived along the coast, you'll get the report of when's high tide, when's low tide. But it's very dependable. And part of the dependability is it's going to change because it's going to wax and wane and come in and come out. So if somebody in some ways is, I'm not going to say, you know, vacillating, but you might go, oh, that's a Gemini thing. That's the twin energy. Well, yeah, it kind of is. But with Cancer, it's also there, but it's usually a more slowly evolving, just like the moon every night either grows in light or lets out its light, or that tide slowly comes in and out. Now there's a rogue wave every once in a while, but slowly coming in and out. But this is a water sign as well. And what is water? It's attached to the heart, intuition, its feelings. So, of course, we're talking about being sensitive. And when I say sensitive, you know, that's a word that can kind of go positive, negative, right? Because we can talk about being overly sensitive, but it also means that we just pick up on energy that ordinarily we may not pick up on, or that we are being influenced. So yeah, Cancer is one of the signs that's very receptive. She tends to be aligned with psychic energy, intuition. She can be very sentimental and nostalgic. And even to the point of, you know, I think of Cancer when I think about constantly going into the past, or you know, those trips down memory lane, or always, you know, scrapbooking or saving the pictures, or, you know, always wanting to kind of keep the past, especially the good memories of the past, in our present mindset. That to me is Cancer. And truly, when I think of Cancer, sometimes I very much think of scrapbooking. And I say that because it's like that creative ability to put ideas, events, thoughts, and weave them all together in stories. You know, she can, every sign in some ways tells a story, but the way Cancer tells a story is by keeping those memories, holding those memories close to her heart. So Cancer encourages us to be romantic, to be dreamy, to be creative, and to feel things very, very deeply. Now, I always associate Pisces with the ocean, but Cancer is the seashore. And Cancer somehow to me is that mixture of where the water meets the earth. It's the seashore. So there again, the tides are kind of breaking up on the beach, but to just feel things with such incredible depth. And if you're a Cancer, you have a lot of Cancer energy, or you know somebody with a Cancer, you know that, you know, sometimes they can be, you know, that wildness of the waves, or it can be the calmness of a flat lake, but they feel very deeply. And what do they say? You know, still waters run deep. So Cancer has that deep, deep energy that in Pisces, I think it's there too, but it, you know, Pisces can be somewhat of an escape artist. And Scorpio has it too, because Scorpio is another water sign and it's different. Scorpio's using it to be a detective, to find things out. Cancer, I think, is just more of soaking it all up, letting those impressions wash over her. Cancer is a sign that really believes or wants to live in harmony with natural and personal cycles. So that's the other thing. You may find yourself during this time, all of a sudden you're talking about, like I said, it could be a personal cycle, but a natural cycle. And just saying, you know what? I want to get up with the sun and go to sleep when the sun sets or whatever. You know, just being a little more attuned to what's going on or even watching the sunset. Like, for instance, somebody sent me a picture of a sunset last night and said, beautiful sunset. Now, this is somebody who rarely initiates contact. And, you know, so I kind of out of this blue is this sunset picture. And to me, that was kind of a Cancer thing. And it was family. It was, I want to connect. I want to be connected to you. And one of the ways I think I can do that is show you this beautiful picture of a sunset. So not saying a lot, you know, communicating feelings, communicating a feeling of wanting to be attached, but through a picture, not through a lot of words. So to me, that is also Cancer. Now, I also have to tell you something kind of funny. And I don't know if this is Cancer or not. I'm not quite sure what this is, but I thought about it immediately, maybe because I was going to be talking about this different kind of communicating with Mercury. You know, Mercury is very cerebral, right? But now we're being forced, so to speak, or we have Mercury floating through, coming through this other medium, through water. Well, this morning, Jay and I were trying to connect, and there were a few computer issues, you know, just small technical stuff. So he had texted me and said, hey, I'm rebooting my computer, and I'll be right there soon. So I typed into my phone very clearly. I could see it. I said, okay, and hit the send button. Well, when I sent it, a whole message came up, and it was gibberish. I mean, they were English words, but it didn't make any sense. And some of it did, almost, I mean, some of the words, they were just totally misspelled, but I looked at it and I thought, oh my God, like, what is that? And Jay said the same thing. He goes, okay, that's strange. And so then I, you know, just went back and said, okay, I'm here waiting. But at first I was thinking, is that the Cancer thing, or is that not so much misunderstanding, but it's like feelings or sentiments or something coming through, but not being able to come through the words correctly. But what's really bizarre, I mean, truthfully, and I need to investigate this, is where the heck did the message come from? Because I did not send that message. I did not type that message. So was that AI going crazy? You know, I mean, I don't know what that was, but it's kind of scary in terms of if I would send a message to somebody that was just totally bizarre, they'd think, you know, I'd flipped or something. So I don't know. I feel like I need to look at it. But the message for us in this context is understand that, you know, especially when we've had all this Gemini energy, people are kind of like, here are my words, 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 words. Cancer is more, this is about a feeling. And people may be trying to communicate with us or back and forth in feelings and images versus the words. So this is a time then maybe the words just don't make as much sense, or the words maybe are not as impactful, or maybe they are because we say something, maybe we tell somebody we love them, you know, for the first time or something like that. But this Cancer energy moving through Mercury is very different. And so I just, like I said, I wanted to tell you that. But so once again, going back to Cancer, it is motherly, nurturing, caretaking, and protective. All those things that we, you know, those keywords that we use for Cancer. But sometimes what we don't hear so much about is sustaining. And I want you to think about that. A mother or that Cancer energy, the Empress, she sustains a family, a business, whatever she's involved in. It can also be regeneration, not so much in the Pluto way, but, you know, the giving birth, the developmental cycles. It can be involved with healing, but it's certainly an energy that is fearless. And once again, I don't think we often associate Cancer with that kind of energy, but I always say, remember the mama bear. She's going to fight you to the death to take care of her cubs. This is an assertive cardinal sign. This is not the pushover. Like I said, this isn't the mama making cookies in the kitchen. I mean, she can be, but she can be fearless. And there is a certain amount of discipline there when she pulls it all together. And at her best, Cancer combines that sensitivity and imagination with discipline, and then maybe most importantly, with love. Cancer can literally be love in action. Not just, I'm telling you I love you. You know, all these air signs, I love you, I love you. They're words. Cancer is in action. She's, you know, she's putting her mouth where, you know, her heart is. She's doing something. She's demonstrating. And, you know, we've all had experiences like that where something is going on and somebody is so incredibly just loving or compassionate to us. And a lot of times it's not something they said. It's something they did. It's some small gesture that said, I love you. In fact, somebody told me recently, and I thought this was interesting. He likes a certain kind of soda. And he said, I know that somebody really cares about me when I go to their house and they actually have that in their fridge. And I don't have to say, okay, what else do you have? What else do you have? Or, you know, yeah, I'll have some iced tea or whatever. And I thought, how interesting. And by the way, I had it in my fridge and it's something I never drink. And it's now getting old. It's been there for a year or so. And I thought, if he doesn't ever drink that, what am I going to do? Throw it away. But it's just funny because, and there again, by the way, he's a Cancer. And so he wasn't saying, I know somebody loves me because they say they love me. Somebody loves me when I go to their house and they've got the kind of soda I like in their fridge. See, that is Cancer. That's Cancer. Okay, now, here's another thing I want to share with you. And I've got a little story to go with it. One of the most valuable things I ever learned about Cancer is from the crab itself, you know, from the idea of how a crab moves. Because, you know, a crab goes side to side on the beach. And if you look it up, it's like they have front legs, but they don't run forwards. They don't run very fast forwards. So they always go side to side. And they can travel very quickly if they're going side to side. Now, you might go, okay, but how does that apply? What's going to happen? So I'm going to put it in perspective here with a story. Some of you have heard some version of this story, maybe haven't heard the whole thing, but to me, I will never forget it. It's one of the most valuable lessons to me about Cancer, and it's about Mark Husson. Mark Husson is a Cancer, and I don't know how much other Cancer energy he has in his chart, but he's a Cancer. So years and years ago, before 1-2 Radio, Mark had a radio show. And I loved, you know, listening to his radio show. You know, Mark, he's so entertaining, so much fun, and so educational. Well, he had his own radio show. Well, one day he calls me. I'm working for him, you know, as an advisor on 12listen.com. He calls me up, and he said, I want you to be a guest on my show. Now, he knows me very well. So he goes, don't think about it. He goes, just say you'll do it. And I said, well, Mark, and I went definitely into my defensive and I have to control the situation mode, because quite frankly, I know you guys hear me on radio every week. I do want to listen. I've done a lot of public speaking, but I'm one of those people, I don't feel like it comes naturally, or if it does come naturally, I'm shy. That's what I'm trying to say. I am actually very, very shy in my personal life. And so I have to gear up to put myself out there. And this is a good astrological thing too. I've got Sag as my rising. So you know what? You're not seeing the Pisces. You're hearing the Sag on radio. You know, you're hearing that Sag going, hey, it's a great day. And you know, and it's that fire energy. But in my heart of hearts, I'm that kind of shy, reticent Pisces. So Mark knows me very well. So he said, don't think about it. Just tell me you'll do it. But I said, Mark, can you send me a list of questions that you're going to ask? And of course, he's like, what? I go, well, you know, I need to know what we're going to talk about. I mean, I quite honestly, I was terrified. I'm like, I didn't even know. Are there five people listening to the show or 500? But I was terrified of this unknown audience. I don't like to be put on the spot. And even Jay knows this, because I was on Jay's show and I was kind of the same thing. What are the questions that you're going to ask? And so I said, Mark, what are we going to talk about? And he goes, CA. He goes, I'm just going to ask maybe a few things about how you got into astrology, but don't worry about it. He goes, it's my show. I'm just going to ask you a few questions. I'm not going to do anything, you know, to embarrass you or anything. And I said, okay, but I dreaded it. You know, I'm one of these people going, oh my God, 5 hours to the show, 4 hours to the show, 3 hours to the show. So I do the show. And you know what? It was a lot of fun. I had a great time. Mark was true to his word. He didn't do anything that would have been upsetting or revealing or just made me feel on the spot. It was a great experience. So about a week later, he says, hey, the person after me, they're not going to do their show this week. And he said, and they've asked me, I don't even remember now what the radio station was. He goes, but they've asked me if I'll do a 2-hour show. And he goes, but I really don't want to do a 2-hour show by myself. And he goes, we did this a week or so ago. So would you do the 2 hours with me? And I'm like, okay, I can do that, you know, because I had a positive experience. And I thought, yeah, I can do that. So I agreed to the 2-hour slot. So no, it's like a week or two later, I don't even remember what the time frame was, but I think this whole thing happened in 6 weeks. So a week or so later, he says, oh, CA, I can't do my show this week. He goes, I've got this other thing going on. I don't know if he was traveling or what he was doing. He goes, would you be a guest host? Well, once again, terror filled my heart. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't know, Mark, you know, but I'm like, okay, don't let him down, you know, step up to the plate. So I did, I was a guest host on his show. Well, I don't need to tell you too many more steps before you realize here I am 12 years later on radio every week with my own show. That's what happened. You know, it didn't take too long before he goes, hey, that was great. You can have your own show. And so I remember the feeling I had when I was sitting at home and kind of contemplating this whole thing. And I thought, he did this on purpose. This was orchestrated completely by Cancer the Crab. Take her to this side, take her to that side. Let's go one more step. Let's go one more step. And so I then kind of confronted him. And I wasn't angry, but I said, you did that on purpose. And he totally to this day denies it. Now, I don't exactly believe him, but I think the issue is even if he didn't do it purposefully, which I think he did, but even if he didn't, that would have been the way Cancel the Crab did something. You know, they may have articulated or thought, okay, I want more hosts on the radio or, you know, this is what we're going to do, but I'm going to have to take it step by step. Whether he did it on purpose and intentionally, it would have been the way he would do it with me. And like I said, I was kind of just like, oh my God, you were so unaware of what was going on here. He totally led you down this path without your even knowing it. But one more astrological thing about the story, and then we're going to move on. Mark has his Mars, the planet of action, motivation, inspiration, aspiration. It sits right on my sun. And that is a funny thing because, I mean, that shows you, I'm not saying Mark can get me to do most anything he wants, but for the most part, he can. And that's part of the reason, because his Mars sits right on my sun. And because he's that Cancer, he has a lot of also, you know, Scorpio energy in his chart. He knows what it will take to get me to do something. He understands what's going to motivate me because his Mars is sitting on my sun. There's that common thread. And but he also looks into his heart. He looks into his own feelings with that Cancer and Scorpio energy. And like, how can I make this little Pisces sun move or budge? Because believe it or not, I can be kind of slow. When it comes to change, I'm always the one, I need to think about this. I need to think about this before I make a move. And he knows exactly how to move me. He knows exactly how to motivate me. So if somebody's got their Mars on your sun, watch out because they got your number. Now, one other thing Mark did say to me one time, he goes, do I annoy you because of his Mars sitting on my sun? And I said, no, for the most part, you inspire me. Now, it is possible that somebody would have their Mars on your sun or vice versa. And you would say, oh, I'm just always fighting with that person. But in our case, and maybe it's because of the water, I find it, I mean, almost always what Mark wants me to do, at first I say no, and then I think about it and it's a good idea. It's only my fear talking that I don't want to do it. So if somebody has Mars on your sun, like I said, watch out. They've got your number and vice versa, really. The truth is my sun can very much motivate his Mars as well. But anyway, that's my story for the day. And if you'd heard parts of it before, hopefully that's okay. But I want you to really take that to heart as you're thinking about Mercury and Venus in Cancer. Because, see, this is a different kind of way of thinking. We're infusing our thoughts with our feelings. And it doesn't have to be like a really difficult situation. I mean, ordinarily you think, well, how do you put feelings and thought together? Because they're not the same medium. They're not the same thing. And quite honestly, a lot of people don't want to move sideways. You know, they want to go directly to wherever they want to go. You know, this thought, this thought, this thought, let's string it all together. But on the other hand, there's something to be said for going sideways, because maybe you pick up a few more pieces of information. Maybe you pick up a few more people along the way, a few more experiences. So, you know, try to allow when you see something kind of going sideways, you know, kind of be experimental or go, hey, I wonder where this is going to lead. I may not be able to see the goal, but where is this going to lead? But also be aware there could be some meandering conversations, kind of like what we're doing here today. You know, kind of goes this way and then it goes that way. But be prepared that people, they may not even be able so much to just be upfront about their message or asking for what they want. Because Cancer is more that energy of, if you loved me, you'd know what I'm thinking. Now, that's not necessarily true. But Cancer kind of feels that way. It's like, I feel you, don't you feel me? So remember, we are very influenced by emotional undercurrents during this time. Now, Mercury and Venus are only in the, you know, in Cancer for a few weeks. The Sun will be there for 4 weeks. But we also, we're just in the season of Cancer. And it's emotional undercurrents that are going on, you know, maybe a few little riptides or some things we don't see, subconscious motivations, streams of intentions coming through that we didn't recognize, or rogue waves. So if we insist on sticking to very logical and cerebral thinking, it's got to be this, it's got to add up, all the dots have to connect, we're likely to miss something important. And there again, you know, think of the medical profession, how, you know, it's not always, okay, a temperature means this. You've got to look at all the factors coming together, weave them all together to come up oftentimes with a diagnosis or to know exactly what's going on, because dehydration can come up as like 30 different symptoms. Now, is it dehydration or is it something worse? You know, is this a brain tumor? You just need to have a glass of water. Right? So there again, this energy can be very useful to kind of give us some practice in weaving things together and looking at multiple things at the same time and figuring out what they all mean together. So try not to be so insistent on things being so logical and cerebral. Listen to your intuition. When something comes up, a thought comes up, something crosses your mind. And here again, I think during Cancer is when we have those people visiting us or memories come from the past. You know, something you hadn't thought about for a long time, all of a sudden it just comes up. So just listen to those. And there again, you don't necessarily have to do anything about it. Just notice, what did you feel when it came up? What does it have to do with this situation? You know, just be there. Listen. In between the words for the emotional messages and motivations. Expect intuition and psychic impressions. And pay attention to those dreams, because they play an important role at this time. We're more open to whether you consider daytime dreams or nighttime dreams. We're more impressionable. So whether it's something that's just occurring to you or coming up for you, or it's something that you dreamt last night, pay attention. And once again, what did you feel? You know, you don't have to be overly analytical, but what did you feel about that? Why did your mind bring that up? Why did it concoct that story? Was that an emotion maybe that you needed to experience? Or maybe something you needed to go, wow, how silly. How silly. You know, maybe I dreamt something and I was very afraid, and then I wake up and go, now, you know, that was just silly to feel that. You know, so am I feeling that? Am I feeling afraid? Am I feeling like, you know, what did they say? The second shoe is going to fall, or the hammer's going to fall, or whatever. Just, you know, think about it. What did you feel? What do you think is coming up for you? And don't take it too seriously. And remember, too, that we may be looking more at things like commitments and responsibilities and family and loved ones, whether that has to do with our homes. I always say this is always a good season for Home Depot. for Lowe's and all those places, the garden centers, because everybody is, you know, wanting to spruce things up, but also they want to take care of their homes. They want to take care of their living spaces. And so, you know, that's when we get all these ideas about what we're going to do and what we're going to do next and how we can redo the patio or the furniture in the living room or whatever it is. So that, you know, we're looking at cancer is very much a sign of taking responsibility for that immediate space, those immediate people. And something you've heard me say before, too, that I think is so important with cancer is that cancer, you know, we talk about family, but cancer defines family. And what I mean by that is it's not necessarily blood relatives. It's the people that are dedicated and faithful to them. So cancer can, in some ways, totally cut off very almost ruthlessly a blood relative that is not faithful or dedicated, that doesn't share the same goals. It's about that heartfelt thing going on. So if you're dedicated to the purpose of the group, or you are the kind, the sympathetic, the compassionate, the one who will be there for the group, then you be, it doesn't matter if you're a blood relative. You know, you could be the neighbor, you could be the handyman, you could be the doctor, you could be anybody who somehow shares in that person's best interest. Let's put it that way, or the group's best interest. And that's something too that surprised me. I think in the beginning with astrology, I'm like, oh, they're all about family. But then I could see sometimes people being ruthless with family that were cancers. And then they're totally embracing all these other people who are not relatives at all. They have very little in common with, but that person has done something for them. Maybe they've worked on their home. Maybe they've built a fence. Maybe they've brought something wonderful into that person's life or into a family member's life. They've done something for them. All of a sudden, they're part of the tribe. So think about that too. You get to, in very many ways, determine your tribe. And, you know, there again, you get to decide, what do you do with family members that you feel like you don't have anything in common with? And I'm not saying one way or the other, what's right or what's wrong. Because in some way, some signs, I think, would just say they're family and that's it. But cancer, just know, it's not about blood. It's more about those heart connections with them. Their family is the family they create. And by the way, a cancer can recreate family over and over and over again. They really can, and they will. You know, that's what they're good at. It's almost like they may not be having babies, but they will recreate the concept of home and family over and over again because they're good at it. And remember, they're love in action. And that love piece is very important because, you know, there's lots of things that you can do in life that just are shallow or meaningless. It's got to be done with love when it's cancer. Cancer wants to have that deep feeling. Now, let's hit upon a little bit Venus in Cancer. I know we've been kind of slanting this a lot more towards the Sun and Mercury. But remember, too, that Venus is about our values. But of course, we always think about relationships and money with Venus. But Cancer is a sign that needs safety and security. And when they make a commitment, it's usually forever. Now, that doesn't mean that they would never get divorced, they would never break up. But that is one of the signs that in my personal experience, they are really resistant to ever getting a divorce, ever calling it quits, ever breaking up. Once they make a commitment, they're kind of in there. And partially it's because I think with the tides go, you know, when we talk about the waxing and the waning, they understand that things go up and down. They understand that all of life is not that blissful state of being in the honeymoon phase. They understand that there's going to be low tide. So they don't go running when there's low tide. They're not expecting it. I mean, they're expecting the changes. They're expecting the ins and outs and ups and downs. So this is a sign that once they make a commitment, oftentimes they're in there for good. Now, you can't go running to all your friends' charts and say, hey, that's a cancer, they'll never get divorced, or this person, once they commit to me, they won't. I mean, there's lots of other stuff going on. But I'm just saying, in my experience, the cancers are the ones that in some ways, even when they probably should call it quits, They don't. It's really hard to get them to call it quits. And I shouldn't say get them to, that's something they need to figure out. But they're in there for thick or thin. They're dedicated and faithful to their agreements and their commitments. So there again, you know, that commitment to a person is what's really important. It's not the piece of paper. It's not the legality. It's the way they feel about it. So when we have, you know, when we're in the season of Cancer, it's less all the social things, you know, like think about Gemini. Gemini's like more partners, more fun, you know, let's do this, let's do that. I want to experience as many things as possible. Cancer's going, I want quality time with my family. I want quality time with my partner. I want to do something that just makes me feel totally safe and secure and loved and protected. And everything in the world is just wonderful. They're very into, I want to do this with my family. I want to care for my family and for what's going on for me. So it's a very nurturing energy. It's very tender, but it's also tenacious. Because once again, I'm not sure there's any sign that's as good at cutting a person off than a Cancer when you have offended and or broken their hearts or been unfaithful. And when I say unfaithful, I'm not talking necessarily sexually. I'm talking unfaithful, you know, in your mind, in your thoughts, in your, you know, unfaithful to them as a person, you know, unfaithful to the relationship itself. So during this time, it can be a wonderful time for barbecues and picnics and you know, doing all these things together to build relationship. But it is, you know, people are a little more, you know, not like, okay, I'm just going to go out on 99 blind dates. You know, they're, and if they do, though, they're looking for security. And, you know, in some ways in relationships, that's not the sexiest thing to say. I'm looking for security, right? But that's what Cancer's looking for. They're looking for somebody that they can really depend on. Okay, and I also, I put this in the Power Peak, but I wanted to touch upon it. And I know we just have a few minutes left. But I found this quote from Prince William, and he says, as I learned from growing up, you don't mess with your grandmother. Now, I kind of laughed when I saw that because Prince William does have his son, his moon, and his north node of the moon in Cancer. So once again, you know, this could take show after show after show to kind of probably unpeel the layers of the astrology charts of some of the royal family. But I think about it, you know, he was the firstborn. He was destined to follow in his father's footsteps, right? But with sun, moon, and north node in Cancer, family, in a sense, is everything. You know, it's almost like he couldn't budge off that even if he tried. So it's a good thing that he was the firstborn and not the second. Now, Harry doesn't have this. I mean, that's it. There's incredible differences between their chart. You know, Harry doesn't have a north node in Cancer. His, I believe, is in Gemini. But in any case, when I looked at Elizabeth's chart too, she has a Taurus sun, but she has a north node in Cancer. So she and Prince William actually have their north nodes are conjunct each other. They're not the same degree, but they're conjunct. They came into this world for a similar purpose. I always see that North Node as being part of really our purpose and our mission. Why did we come? What are we trying to learn? What is our soul trying to get to? And they share that in the same sign, and it's conjunct. But also, she was born with Pluto sitting there. And Pluto is conjunct her north node. So see, in a sense, it's almost like she didn't have a choice either. When you, here again, when you peel away those layers of this is my job, this is my responsibility, even if I am a 15-year-old girl, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Well, you know, look at that Pluto in, you know, Cancer conjunct her north node. Like I said, it'd be fascinating to actually do a show on that. But then you look at Williams and you realize she's got that same, you know, that Pluto and her North Node sitting right on his. So huge connection for carrying on, in a sense, the family tradition, the family line, the family, you know, whatever the mystique is there, it's all together. So I just thought I'd throw that out in there. Again, if some of you are astrologers and you want to pull up their charts, it's fascinating to look at, especially, like I said, if you throw in Harry's chart and realize how different his is. You know, I'm really glad he was the second, not the first, because he doesn't have that. I mean, I'm not saying he's not attached to family, but it's not in the same way as a person who has a north node in Cancer. Okay, well, we need to wrap this up. Remember that full moon that's coming, the first of two moons in Capricorn. So just watch for that and see what's going on there for you. And it is going to be a really interesting moon. There's some interesting aspects going on with it, including Neptune at 29 Pisces. And so it's good. But for more details, please check out Mark's Power Peak. That's the online newsletter, blog, whatever you want to call it. And if you don't already get that, it's a free newsletter that comes out, you know, electronically every Saturday night. There's lots of articles that are metaphysical. Some of them are about numerology or about all kinds of stuff, tarot, astrology, but you can get all the details about that moon if you go to my article in Mark's Power Peak, and mine is called The Week Ahead. So, okay, we are going to wrap this up, and got some more stuff, but that's how it always is, and hopefully we have covered the things that we really needed to cover in this moment, and maybe that's what's important too. Once again, just trusting ourselves to do what we need to do. So thanks for joining me today, and thanks to all the listeners that are listening to this, whether you're listening to it in the on-demand section or listening live. Thanks for joining me in the chat room. I'll make sure that I look at all those comments. Thanks to our producer, Jay Varvel, for being here today. And just give us a few minutes. We're going to reset everything because I'm going to join Kelly Whetstone for Empowerment coming up next. So I hope that you'll stick around. And this is CA signing out. You have been listening to Everyday Astrology on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to Cancer.